You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
We're now joined by three guests up from the Big T, Tamaki Makaurau. We've got a recurring guest and two people who are first-timers here on the Big Breakfast program, at least to my knowledge. We have Goodspace, a.k.a. Jeff Chen, on the line. We have Mathilde Pomard and Penny Chang. They're all part of a big project which is launching in New Zealand Music Month. They're doing a thing where they're compiling a seaside album, an album full of seaside tracks. And again, seaside as in tracks that might not have made it onto an album, not as in, you know, ye old pirate seaside type shit. And there's also a laundry component to this, so it's all very mysterious and fascinating. Good morning to you, Mathilde, Jeff and Penny. How are we?
I'm out of here, brother.
It's good to have you all on the program. How are things in Tamaki?
Oh, yeah, all good. Lots of laundromats spinning a bunch of laundry, seaside's compiling, washing machine jukeboxes being built, at least on our end.
That's super exciting. I don't know what it is about Aucklanders, but they seem to love doing art stuff in laundromats. I remember speaking to Arden England a few months ago about a laundromat show that he was putting on in the Big T.
Yeah, okay.
Interesting. We should look that up.
Yeah, no, I guess there are a lot of laundromats here, but I think I might just pass that question straight to Tilde, who's our spatial designer on this particular installation.
Yes, I am very curious. Why the laundromat theme?
It's actually more of a you initiation, isn't it, initially? It was a bit of a... Yeah, I think it's something about activating a public space that's kind of mundane and... that people have waiting space within, so people are kind of locked in for that 1 hour cycle or whatever it is. So you kind of get this time that's an in-between limbo space, which allows you to potentially do something with that time, which
true
is a component of why this came about.
I'm sorry to cut in, but I'm noticing that the microphone's actually very, very quiet. Is there any chance you could speak closer to it?
Is this better?
That is much better, yeah. Even closer would be great.
Closer? Oh, yeah, cool.
as close as possible.
Cool. Yeah, so I guess activating like a mundane space where people have this time available while they're waiting for a load. So it's like they've got this waiting time where they're able to interact with art or some project of the kind.
Because laundromats, they're kind of like supermarkets and they're very like kind of transitional liminal spaces.
Yeah, and they've got this kind of 24/7 component to them, and they've got this kind of necessary, you know, element as well. So they're just really interesting spaces where lots of people come together, and I think it was the waiting aspect that was interesting. And
cool.
Anything else, Jim?
I should probably give anyone who's listening a bit of context about what this project is before going into any of the concepts. It's an installation called Fresh Laundry, and basically in a sentence that doesn't sound super reasonable at first, is that it involves laundromats, 5 washing machine jukeboxes that we've created, and an Aotearoa album, a compilation album called The Seasides, from a whole bunch of New Zealand artists. And what we're doing is we're putting these washing machine jukeboxes in laundromats around Tamaki, and they're going to be playing The Seasides album on repeat throughout the month of May. And so when you go into these laundromats, you'll probably spot these funky-looking jukeboxes with headphones on them, and you can engage with them while you're waiting on your spin cycle to finish.
Oh, true. So the washing machines aren't speakers.
I think we wanted to make it sort of like a... There's this interesting liminal thing, like you mentioned, about laundromats being public and private spaces. You know, it's a public space in the sense that everyone can go, but you're doing quite a private activity. And so we wanted to recreate that kind of experience within a more artistically curated way. So you can sort of listen to this album by yourself in this public space and still have like quite a personal moment of discovery.
I want to touch on the washing machines a little bit more, because it's such a funny concept. I mean, what is the engineering like when you're working on turning a washing machine into a music box? Did you source the machines off of like Trade Me or Marketplace? Like, are they second hand? I assume not first hand. It'd be way too expensive.
I'll jump in here. Our AV designers, Kyung and Dara's not here, but I would just be the pretend AV designer for the moment. So yes, we are trying to upcycle 5 different washing machines that we've sourced around different places, either TradeMe or on Facebook Marketplace, and we're gutting them out and replacing it with a small computer, what we call a Raspberry Pi. So you can do so much with that. So for anyone who's quite tech savvy out there, you basically, you can, you know, build a game on it, you can turn it into a 24-hour radio station, just as what we're doing here. So that's sort of how we're doing it, and so it can kind of just play the songs on repeat. And what we'll also do with it is at the same time play a music video or visualizer, if you call it, just to kind of something interesting for people to look at while they're sitting and listen to music as well.
Through the bubble of the washing machine.
Yeah.
So wow.
So we've got flat-fronted washing machines so that we can kind of use that front bubble as our screen and just have a screen directly behind it.
That's so cool.
Kind of like, yeah, screensaver from Windows sort of vibe.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Keep your eyes, yeah. I guess like a washing machine has that visual element as well of constant movement, a similar feeling of activation in that circular space.
It's funny, Penny, you mentioned... you said music videos, and then you said official visualizers. And I wonder, why is music video, why is that term dropped off? Everyone's calling their music videos official visualizers now.
I don't know. Actually, I changed my wording halfway because it's not necessary music video. It's just a video that's attached to the machine while the music's playing. So I think I just chose the wrong
one. No, fair enough.
It's not necessarily related to the track because, like we said, a lot of these music are actually on release. People have not necessarily done much with them other than creating them, recording them. So the video that we're playing is more evoking a feeling rather than actually related to the creator that made the music.
No, that's fair. That's very, very fair. I'm just having a wee go. pulling your leg, mate. you're recruiting New Zealand musicians to send in these seasides. And seasides, for those who don't know, are sort of tracks that people don't know what to do with that may have landed on an album, but they didn't. It's a pretty miraculous thing. Who are some of the people who have sent in seasides? I know you sent in a few names yesterday, like Jess B, Jeff, but who are some of the people who have contributed tracks?
Well, we've sort of been in conversation with a whole bunch of artists. I guess some of the more well-known names, like I mentioned the other day, like Jess B and Troy Kingy, Bo Runga. We're sort of just trying to spread the word as much as possible to get a whole range of music, because for us the seasides genre doesn't matter whatsoever. It just matters that it's a song that's unreleased that you love but don't know what to do with, and has that unique kind of tension. And personally, that's the compilation New Zealand album that I want to hear. You know, the underbelly.
What sort of can you see why people have deemed these tracks seasides at all? Is there any rhyme or reason to that?
In the submission form, we sort of ask for a little bit of a description of why it's a seaside. I think everyone has quite a different personal relationship with it, but I think the feeling is quite universal amongst songwriters that they've written this thing that's maybe a bit weird or that doesn't fit in their catalogue, but, you know, that they still keep coming back to, and it's sitting on the hard drive or sitting on the laptop, and they're like, ah, if only I could share this in some way. But, you know, coming back to your point around who the artists are, one component that we talked about early on is not actually having any artist names on the compilation album or in the installation, just the song titles.
True. Really? It's going to be completely anonymous.
Yeah, completely anonymous. It's just about the music, man.
True.
I think Even linking that back to what you're talking about with visualizers and music videos, I reckon the visualizer is this kind of shortened thing to sort of, you know, catch people's short attention spans and sort of to make it, you know, TikTok worthy. But, you know, we're kind of doing the opposite of that, I think. We're just like putting out music, just the song titles. go to the laundromat and engage with this music and create some kind of relationship with it. We don't really listen to music that we don't like anymore.
Fair enough.
I reckon it's important to listen to some music you don't like, or at least don't like straight away.
Yeah.
You might need it somewhere.
You have to have patience with it, you know.
I reckon.
Penny, you've done work with Jeff before for the Easier Said Than Done video, and you're the creative director on this project. What does the creative direction here involve? Is it like preventing things from sort of spiraling out of control? Is it condensing ideas? Is it broadening them? What is that? What does that look like?
I quite enjoy working with people quite in a very collaborative sense. So I think for the most part, my job is about asking the why, like, why are we doing this? What is the driving question behind a certain design, a certain experience that we're trying to invoke? And like Jeff said, this project is as much of a new discovery as it was, and it is, we hope, for the musician as well. You know, like, as we're reading the submission, learning about why people have these tension with this music they haven't released, it's how do we honor that? How do we just amplify some of these, you know, like, thoughts they might be having as they're creating? How do we remove barriers? So, which is one of the key thing about this particular project and our previous project, putting work in a public space where people can come and go, where we can interact with people we don't normally interact with. So I think for me and for this team as a whole, I don't think I'm a sole creative director on this. I feel like everyone in this team is a creative director. We work very, very collaboratively.
Oh, cool. Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. I only have one last question here. How do people submit their music if they're wanting to? I know there's a deadline of the 31st of March. How do people reach out and send their seaside to you?
Oh, well, you can either just jump on Instagram and find Fresh Laundry through the Good Space Music Instagram page.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can just type in, just find it through my Instagram. That's the easiest way.
Instagram's the plug. Good Space
Music. And there's like a Fresh Laundry website. And it's a pretty janky looking website. We made it on a Google document.
Yeah.
And we love it, but we encourage all to embrace the jankiness. Mm-hmm. Click the submit the seaside button.
Yeah, it takes you to a form, eh?
Takes you to a form.
Hit the form and it comes straight through.
Yeah, it's dope. Yeah, it's really well designed. I love the design of it and all the colours. It's good. I think that's all the time we have for this chat. Thank you so much, Mathilde, Jeff and Penny, for coming on the program today. I hope you all have a great day, and I hope that those three different weather systems clashing up around the North Island don't threaten your Good Friday or Good Saturday or Good Sunday.
Thanks, Dave.
Yeah, brother.
Thank you so much. All right, folks. That was Jeff Chen and Mathilde Pramad and Penny Chang talking to us about the Fresh Laundry Project, which is happening in New Zealand Music Month. If you're a musician and you've got a seaside track, a track you don't know what to do with, send it over to the Good Space folks by going to their Instagram. You'll find the Google Form website in their bio. It's all a good time. Coming up very soon, we're going to have headlines from Katie Hawken, so stay tuned for that. We're going to play one of the seasides that made it on this record. I will say the artist's name because I feel like it's relevant to talk about here on radio. We have Big Heck with their track Porn. So let's play it. You're listening to The One. Keep it locked. We'll see you soon enough.
A TikTok claiming evidence of God. A couple that look very in love. A tiny cat that's friends with a frog.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.